Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, they got to get up. Hopefully Friday's the day for that. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, the Eagles got knocked down yesterday. They were up, and then they were down at the end. A loss to the Cowboys, blowing a 21-point lead. All right, we'll get back to everyone's reaction here on the phones. Blame game after a blown lead. Let's talk to the voice of the Eagles who was on the call, Merrill Reese. Merrill, how you feeling this morning?
Merrill.
Don't blame me.
No, it's not your fault, man.
I was just the messenger. That's all I was out there. But it was painful. And guys, I'll tell you, when the Cowboys scored at the end of the first half, I knew there was trouble ahead. You could just feel it. I mean, they were controlling that game so totally. I mean, they were just battering the Cowboys. Cowboys were deep twice and fumbled the football. You just thought, or one was an interception by Reese Blankenship. But you just thought this game was just absolutely, totally in their hands. But when the Cowboys marched down at the end of the first half and scored, I thought to myself, this is going to be a game that is going to put them on the offensive. They're going to be the team to watch in that second half. And the Eagles didn't score in 41 minutes from when they scored at the beginning of the first half to the end of the game, or the beginning of the second quarter to the end of the game. 41 minutes. That really hurts.
It does. And Merrill, you know, look, the Eagles' defense is excellent, but when you give a good offense like Dallas 41 minutes to score three times, they just might do it. And unfortunately, they did it yesterday. Merrill, I agree. When I felt the same way. When they got to the first touchdown and then they went in the half with some momentum, I was like, this thing's not over. And Merrill, the issue we kept coming back to with this team this year is they just are struggling so much to run the football, and it's hard to close out leads if you can't run the ball because you end up just going three and out and giving the ball back. Merrill, it's just so bizarre watching a full season of the offensive line and run game struggling so much.
And it is. And for every now and then you'll see Saquon break something for 15 yards, but it's a long, long cry from last year. I mean, there's no reflection that it even looks anything like the way he ran last year. And it's not on Saquon. There's a lot of things involved. But you know what hurt the most, more than anything? 14 penalties. You can't take 10 penalties and win most games.
Well, it's a good point, Merrill. And some of them really were drive killers. They had the one where I think it was Goddard that caught the ball and got it over midfield, and they were kind of moving
right
again. And then I think that was the illegal procedure. That was when Pryor was in and he was covered up on the line. That one, that was frustrating because that killed a drive.
Yeah, and these are avoidable. I mean, these are just bad mistakes. You can't have that. And that's what hurt them. But penalty after penalty after penalty. I mean, I really, usually you'll find a penalty here and there and you say, boy, they got robbed. I thought, there were no, maybe one penalty was kind of iffy, but they were legitimate.
Yeah, it was on them yesterday. They didn't go down there and play their best football by any stretch, and they lose the game. And Merrill, they're also losing some players. I thought late in the game that some of the defensive issues were because they just were down starters in the secondary, and they started dropping like flies. Reed Blankenship goes out, Makuba goes out, so both safeties out of the game. And they also lost Adoree Jackson, who maybe early on this season I wouldn't have considered a big loss, but he had played better, and he's certainly there. You know, he's a starting cornerback on this team for a reason. So at one point, Merrill, down the stretch, they were without three starters in the secondary. That's hard to overcome.
Yeah, it is, but there are no excuses. They just played badly. They couldn't get it back together. They had opportunities. I mean, I'll tell you something. Brian Schottenheimer made some calls that were very, very strange. In the first place, when they on their first possession, when they punted from the. I mean, you would have thought they would have punted,
right?
And he went for it again. He went for it at midfield, or actually in Dallas territory, when you just knew he had to know that the Eagles had stopped the Lions five times on fourth down. He had to realize that, and he took that chance, and the Eagles went down right after that and scored. And then late in the game, when he had a chance to pretty much lock it up with a field goal, he went for it, and the Eagles stopped them again. I mean, the defense made some big plays. Yes, they gave up some big plays, but they also made some big plays. But you know what? It's a bad loss. It's a very disheartening loss. I'm not minimizing it, but I will say this. It's not a critical loss. It's not a back-breaking loss. They can come back from this against the Bears team that is pretty good, but not as good as the Eagles are. The Eagles should be able to bounce back. The Friday game is very big. But this game does not end or ruin their season or their aspirations.
Well, I agree with that, Merrill. And it's one they can learn from and they can get better from. And it does set the scene for what you're saying Friday, Black Friday, 3 o'clock against the Bears. And, Merrill, I agree with your assessment. The Bears aren't great, but they're certainly improved from where they have been in recent years. And what's interesting now about the stakes of this game is, you know, we'll see what happens with the number one seed and if the Eagles can now jump back over the Rams, who are now 9-2. But, Merrill, it feels like the number two seed, if it's not one, could come down to the Eagles versus whoever wins the NFC North, which right now is being led by Chicago. So this is a really big game Friday, Merrill. If they get this win and they get to their ninth win and they're 9-3 and they have a little break before they go to LA, we're going to feel good again. On the flip side, this is one they can't drop, Merrill. They need this game if they're going to
win.
Yeah, they really do need to win this football game Friday.
They absolutely. This is a very, very critical game, and it's against another 8-3 team.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe the Bears are 8-3, but they are.
Yeah,
and
they're
pulling games out. I mean, it all starts with that game that they in prime time that they won, but they came from way behind to beat Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they have a negative point differential, yet they're 8-3. So you're right about that. They are finding a way to win football games. It's probably going to be a close one on Friday. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you Friday at the link for the pregame show.
Absolutely, Joe and Hugh. Have a good day, but. Believe me, it hurts. It's a tough loss to swallow, but there's a lot of football left.
There he is, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. I mean, Merrill's kind of hinting at must win on Friday. It feels like it.
You can't go, man. Listen, you can't go back to back L's. It just can't.
Well, not
you
twice in a season.
Yeah,
we already did that once.
Yeah, you got to beat the brakes.
Well, I don't know about beat the brakes. I'll just
we got to beat the brakes.
Let's just get out
of
there.
I'm
right
not
away.
A guy for style points, but I want some style.
You want style points Friday?
We just want to avoid the F word.
Yeah. Fraud. Fraud's the F word.
Oh.
It's the fraud ball. Yeah. Did you think you accidentally said it and you were in trouble?
I was like, wait a minute. You know me.
Unlike you, I've never said that word on the air. So.
No, not yet at least. Yeah,
Hugh was
in our power rankings last
today.
Week. Well, depends on how this conversation goes. All right, where do you come down on what happened yesterday? 215-592-9494. I am extremely frustrated with the coaching. I felt that was an unprepared offensive team yesterday, and the head coach continues to morph into this conservative coach. Where is the Nick Sirianni that when he got here was going for all these fourth downs? Remember how the Eagles played in 2022? They kicked your ass, and then they went for all these fourth downs. Even last year, they made sure they put games away, like the dagger. Now Sirianni, with 17 seconds ago, is like, oh, my studies tell me. By the way, what studies did you do,
he
Nick?
He said his analytical studies.
Yeah, the analytics team gave him the numbers on it, and Nick Sirianni's crunching numbers. I mean, come on. He was told this is probably a little bit tough to score with 17. I don't care. Try. You're going up against the 30th-ranked defense. You have Jalen Hurts and AJ who are on a heater yesterday. I don't understand why they don't try to score before halftime. It set the scene for the second half and Dallas to come back. Not good. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chuck and Mannery. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
That's what
this is, listen, 4th and 17 seconds left in the half, and you kneel the ball, you elect to kneel the ball and go in the halftime with 2 timeouts left. You know what I mean? You're just happy with just a 14-point lead against a team like this, against those suckers. You know what I mean? You lose to those suckers right there. You know what I'm saying? And the penalties, you have your team prepared. You know, I was liking Nick Sirianni for a long time, but I'm starting to hate his ass. Because I tell you one thing, man, you know, F them all. F them all. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, F them all because, you know, they don't get it. They just don't get it, man. And, I know they won the Super Bowl last year. I get it, man. But they don't do nothing right. They don't do nothing right. And Jalen Hurts, third and two, you take a sack. Right there. I'm watching the game. I'm like, dude, you know, you got to understand in your mind, the most stupidest idiot as a person would say to themselves, I can't take a sack in this position. I got at least a time block in my head, and I got to run the ball to at least get 2 yards. Can you get me 2 yards? You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do. You got to run the ball to get 2 yards, or you at least live to see another down. You throw the ball away. It's 4th and 2. You give your coaching staff a chance to go for it. You know what I'm saying? Go for it. It's 4th and 2. You don't take a sack in that position. And then, you know, you go to the guy that sealed the ball at the 1-yard line. Oh, my God. You know, he sealed the ball. He thinks he's Dion. He fills the ball at the 1-yard line or the 3-yard line, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They teach you in elementary. You let that ball go in the end zone. You know what I'm saying? My wife say, oh, he's hurt. Well, she like, I said, he should be hurt. I don't give a damn about him being hurt. He was hurt before he caught the damn ball because his brain should have been hurt. And you catch the ball at the 1-yard line. They teach you in elementary. Let it go in the end zone. You know what I'm telling you, man, this team ain't crap. And I tell you, they don't do nothing right for Tulu. What do you got? You know, you got that big old play sheet for what? What do you got the big old play sheet for? About 15 plays. About 15 plays a game. You know what I'm saying? Then if they run another ball to Saquon Barkley on first down, I'm going to die. Everybody know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? Try to throw the ball in the early downs to keep yourself ahead of the chain, jackass. It ain't hard.
Talk about the cuss on there for real.
Well,
I'm impressed he didn't.
I think everyone out there is feeling what you're feeling today, Chuck. It is all those things you said are right. Chuck, we appreciate the phone call. That, I mean, Chuck's not wrong. I mean, we haven't brought up the Gibson one yet. What the hell was he doing? Catching the punt at the 1-yard line.
Yeah, you gotta let that one go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was listening to that one in the car and I heard him talking about it. Yeah, you gotta let that go, dog.
And then
arrogance. Like the more you know, I'm watching this game, and the more we talk about it, arrogance.
Well, that attitude reflects leadership.
You know what I mean? It's you rolled it. You got your Kelly Greens on. You felt like, you know, you're gonna roll out there and just make it happen. And I just want to clarify something. When I said there's a lot, like there's some common denominators talking about Jalen.
Yeah.
People immediately got upset. And my point was
here we go.
No, and my point is this. You know, they said, well, how you bring up Kellen Moore? What is his record? Not bringing up his record. It's more about the execution of the offense and how much different that offense looks. He doesn't have the personnel that we have.
Well, he has a bad team. Yeah,
yeah, but it's the execution of the offense. And what I mean by that is if you feel like your team is vanilla, you have to do things to scheme your guys open. And that's one thing that since I've been back here, that we just don't do.
So you're saying the common denominator is the quarterback?
It is. It's the quarterback. It's
the head coach,
the plays,
and the head coach.
But here's the thing.
I never like taking Sirianni off the hook. What?
No, I'm not taking anybody off the hook.
But he and Jalen are the common denominator.
And here's the thing. Again, I think back to training camp and all this, the evolution of the offense and how different it looked. Hell, ESP was charting plays and talking about how different it looked, how much they were using more motion. How much did we? Am I wrong in my assessment?
Sounds like you're trying to blame Elliot.
I'm not. See, this is where when we have these conversations, this is where we devolve to.
Well,
everybody's
hold on.
Angry.
Elliot did do his rewatch and gave Jalen a D for yesterday.
Uh-oh.
So, if you want to blame Elliot, blame Elliot.
Do you think people were happy with that evaluation?
No. I'm sure they weren't. I don't think I would have given it a D on only one watch, but it certainly wasn't an A. I mean, the sack was bad on 3rd and 2. I mean, he it was bad. I mean that gave the ball back to the Cowboys. He can't take that sack there. For the most part, I thought Jalen played well early. And then, like the rest of the offense, it just went dull. Isn't that the whole season? Isn't the whole season here with the passing game?
Disjointed.
One quarter, one half. They have one full game where they've played well with the run and the pass. That was the Giants game here. It's probably the worst. I saw some of the numbers updated because Jahmyr Gibbs ran for like 1,000 yards yesterday.
Yeah, he had a day.
Yeah, I think the Giants now are the worst run defense in the history of the league or in the last 20 years. Like, that's the one game that we looked good on both sides of the ball against a defense that is so bad they're setting records. So it's not like we've ever been consistent. This offense is just up and down. And yesterday, they tried to be up for 13 minutes and try to get the hell out of there with a victory. That's why I'm frustrated with Sirianni. Doesn't he know what the rest of us see? Like, we have to get points whenever we can because I don't know if we're getting them anymore. We go three and out all the time. They had seven possessions yesterday, straight possessions at one point in the game without scoring any points. That's the most in the Sirianni era. That's pretty remarkable. Think about the offense they had his first year here. Jalen Reagor was on the field. How do you go seven possessions yesterday against the Cowboys defense without scoring a single point in a dome?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
You know what? Shut up.
All right. So listen, we are still Super Bowl contenders. We didn't play like Super Bowl contenders yesterday, though. I mean, that was an absolute travesty. It was a complete team loss from coaches down to practice squad players. We were ready to play, but at some point we lost our way. I mean, you know, we keep talking about this offense and this quarterback, you know, struggling. How can you get any kind of rhythm? How can you get any kind of continuity with your offense when every time you have, I mean, how many yards did we take off the board yesterday? 80, 90 yards because of silly penalties? I mean, they could get no rhythm going with this offense because they're mentally not focused, and that's not, you know, championship football.
Well, and who is that on? I mean, to me, that's on the coach. The coach has to have them ready to go, and they're not focused. And I hear the players after the game telling me, we weren't prepared for the Cowboys' looks on defense.
Yeah, that one right there got you.
Of course it got me. What the hell are the coaches doing?
Joe, I can't agree with you more today. I mean, it's almost, and it all started at the beginning of the year when Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie and Nick Sirianni decided to hand the keys over to an inexperienced offensive coordinator. I mean, it's kind of like handing a 16-year-old the keys to a Hellcat or a 700-horsepower, you know, car. It's going to end bad. It's not going to be. You don't hand, you know, the keys to a Rolls Royce to somebody that's inexperienced and doesn't know how to drive.
Well, they did, and now we got to try to get through this thing the way we tried to get through it a couple years ago. I mean, what are we going to do now? Are we taking the play calling away from Petullo tomorrow? Before Friday?
No, you can't. At this point, we're stuck.
You could.
I mean, we whether we like it or not, we are stuck with Kevin Petullo because Nick Sirianni, I don't think he's known as a play caller. So it's not like he can just take over the reins and start calling plays. You know, I think we're in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We're in the situation, and if anything, I don't know, maybe Nick Sirianni is kind of pulling the reins back on Kevin Petullo in these game situations where he doesn't want Petullo to make a mistake. Maybe it's time just to let Kevin Betullo do what Kevin Betullo does and see what the outcome is.
Well, I do. I'll say this. I don't know how it works, you know, play to play with those guys. But I do think the overarching, like, conservative versus aggressive, that's the head coach, right? He's telling them, hey, let's push it here, or hey, let's pull back. So Aaron, a surprisingly decent phone call from Aaron there. Not bad. I think he knew today he couldn't come in with nonsense.
Yeah, he had to drop the act.
Yeah, not today. Speaking of today and nonsense, can we just get this over with? Let's move on. Let's do it and then move on, and then we're done with it. Cowboy Jim up on WIP.
Let me clear my throat. Sweet Caroline.
What have I done to deserve this?
I'll take the phone call, but I can't do the singing.
No.
So. Yeah. That's strike one. Let's try it again. Cowboy Jim, go ahead.
I'd like to thank Trap Game Joe, Told You So Douglas, and Cowboy Quinn. Q Douglas, we
yes.
are allowed to trash talk. After everything that's gone on the last 2 years, give us this.
I okay? didn't do nothing.
We don't believe yet that we'll make the playoffs. I'm only concerned about Kansas City. And why can't you guys give credit
Nobody
to
cares.
The Cowboys? Why can't you give credit to the Cowboys? They scored touchdowns in the red zone. The Eagles are like the best defense in the red zone, okay? They upgraded their defensive line, stopped the run, put pressure on the quarterback. Why don't you just give them a little bit of credit?
They were down 21-0 in the game. Like, you realize that's the story.
Well, that was some mistakes, and I said they're not going to win, you know, with turnovers. They gave up turnovers, but it was an epic comeback with a
It was a collapse. I saw it more as a collapse, but I mean, they played better yesterday. They won the game.
Yeah, where's Merrill's montage today? Come on, let's hear Merrill's montage.
No, we're not doing
and
that.
And maybe having Eagles fans hitting
enough.
That was brutal.
Yeah, that was a lot.
I thought we had to be accountable and at least take the guy's phone call. But again, the singing can't happen today. That's egregious. I mean, I can't do that. Junior, down in Texas, but an Eagles fan. What's up, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Junior.
I mean, we've been saying it all season, but Petullo is so in over his head. I mean, the players are a reflection of their coaching, right? And if the message week in, week out is we need to get better at the little things, we need to get better at the things that don't take talent, and you're the sixth most penalized team in the league and you drop another 14 penalties on Sunday, you guys aren't getting anybody open. These guys are playing like a high school team that has a bunch of 4 or 5-star recruits, and they're being told, hey, just go play. We're not even going to coach you guys up. You guys are talented enough to go win your one-on-ones. It is the worst thing that I have ever seen. Those last 40 minutes, the worst football that I have ever seen in my entire life.
Well, it was a disaster class, and they are the reason they lost that game. Like, they took their foot off the gas. They were throwing the ball, Junior, in the first quarter all over the place, getting the ball to AJ, scoring points, and then after they went up 21-0, they ran the ball on 4 of the next 5, you know, to start drives. They couldn't run the ball. They were just going into second and longs for no reason. It was so silly.
It's silly. That's the word for it. It's just absolutely silly. And the last month, it's not just A.J. Brown. And you know, I think we all owe A.J. Brown an apology, if I'm being honest with you guys. It's not just him. The players are starting to take shots at Petullo, too. They're being asked questions about scheme in the postgame, and now they're starting to say, well, that's an offensive coordinator question. That's a KP question. That's a coaching question. Because they know. They know what the actual answer is, but they want to hear it from the coach. They want to hear the accountability from him. But instead, all we get is a bunch of word salad from Petullo and Sirianni trying to explain away these dumb decisions. And I think it's about time for Lurie and Howie to start looking at some outside help. Even promoting that offensive coordinator, I mean, what is our quarterback's coach? I keep forgetting
Scott,
his name.
Oh, Scott Loeffler.
Loeffler, there we go.
Yeah, he came from Bowling Green. And when we had Jason Avon on last week, he mentioned that when Jason was at Michigan in college, Loeffler was there as part of the staff. So he's known him a long time.
They need to do something to trigger this because, I mean, it's clear that Petullo's in over his head. If they're not doing something as simple as scouting out for new fronts, for new acquisitions on the defense that everyone else is seeing, but your players are expected to try to make adjustments mid-game instead of preparing for it. I mean, that's just a glaring flag on Petullo right there in the offense. It's a lack of preparation. It's a lack of wanting to adjust during the situation itself. It's just bad. I mean, if we don't blow the Bears out of the water this week, I think we're in serious jeopardy of repeating 2023. This loss felt like the 49ers loss from that year.
Yeah, Junior, it's a good phone call. So it's funny, every time 2023 got brought up in the first month of the season, there was a lot of pushback because Vic Fangio's here, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's the offense that causes the fall this time versus the defense? Right?
Well, I'm looking at the game.
Is it a good offense or a bad offense we have?
I don't think the offense is complementary to the defense.
It stinks.
It's called for what it is. They stink.
I don't think.
Allow me to help you, Hugh.
No, this is my
good spin. Or bad. What is this offense? You got to pick one.
I want spin. I want the truth.
It's bad.
It's not good.
Hmm. Okay, but I'll take that.
But listen, I can't sit here and people are going to get mad. But I know we got a hierarchy of who to blame on this.
Who do you want to blame?
I don't, man. Listen,
just
blame someone.
Say the name.
See, first of all, I'm not going to let y'all with this bully mentality. But
nobody's happy today.
This
so
mob
just
bully mentality.
Say
dive right
the in. Name. Who's to blame?
Man, I'm looking at this offense is not creative.
I know, all,
but it's always been not creative since I've been here.
So then we point back to.
I think the quarterback has something to do with this, man.
Okay.
Why is this all okay? Answer me this question. I'm not, and again, because. Y'all about to make me mad by saying I'm blaming Jalen, but riddle me this.
Might as well.
Riddle me this, though. Like I said, I could take any clip from any game this year and marry it to a clip from last year or the year before that, and they all look the same. There's no creativity in this offense. So you mean to tell me that is that Nick Sirianni's offense? Is that Kevin Petullo's offense?
Well, it's not Kevin Petullo's offense,
but
right?
That's what I'm saying. But why? Like, that's the thing. We line up and we run plays.
Yeah.
We don't line up. We don't stem anybody. We don't move anybody. The most creative thing we did this year is put another lineman on the field.
and now that's diminished because Pryor is a downgrade from Johnson, who's in for the other Johnson.
What I'm saying is this. At some point, you ever heard of the term scheme them open?
Yeah.
Scheme them open. We're not that creative, so... Okay, here's what I'm saying. If the coordinators have all changed and offense stays the same, it has to be something with the quarterback.
So I don't disagree with this, and I think they probably think – it feels to me like they think they're limited in what they could do play-calling-wise with Jalen. I mean, I think that's –
That's all I'm saying. You can get mad all you want. You can text me and call me all kind. I'm just saying that there's a lack of creativity when it comes to this offense. So – who is unwilling to be creative?
All right, so you know what this points back to? I think we thought last year they had figured out a way, but if their workaround, the run game, it doesn't work anymore, how are we going to fix this? I mean, like, that was the big Band-Aid on the passing game last year was, we'll just run it. They can't run this year. The running game is towards the bottom of the NFL, so if they can't run it, they're going to rely more on the pass, and the pass game is just too up and down. It's not good. And then you throw in yesterday, I got players telling me, that they weren't prepared for the front of the Cowboys.
That stuck with you. That five, too.
You know what? Because it's terrible on look on Petullo. And again, what is Sirianni doing around here? Aren't you crunching the tape?
What are we doing?
Aren't you watching the tape of the Cowboys to help out your coordinator?
What are we doing?
Maybe you say, hey, Kev, they moved to more 5-2. We got to be ready for this. And then it's on Petullo to get ready for it. It's bad. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls. I think it was on the coaches, Hugh Douglas over here. Blaming
Jalen,
the quarterback.
I'm looking at the lack of creativity.
Okay,
man.
I want to get to also a few things
why
said by the players after the game. I thought were really bad looks. That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.